22 minutes before 8, we're joined by Damien Fleming. Flem, good morning, dear.
Morning, Ross. Morning, John.
It's hard to know the impact of this on his teammates. Would your expectation be that the Test match next Thursday starts or is cancelled?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, with the half-glass full heart, you know, I'd love the guys to get out there and start playing and make themselves busy, you know, to try and move on as best they can. But the timing's tough, isn't it, with Philip passing away yesterday. There's mourning, there's funerals. You know, can they fit that all in before the register or adjusted start at Thursday next week? And I'm not sure they can do that.
In your first Test match, did you wear a helmet?
Yes, certainly, certainly. I think in my era, it was always, you know, within the culture to wear helmets, and not just about quick bowlers as well. Even when you're facing spinners, you know, a potential top edge could fly anywhere. So it was certainly in our culture to wear helmets, whereas the generation before, as we saw with the Viv Richards and Ian Chappells and co, you know, they never used to wear them.
Have you ever seen anything vaguely similar to this happen before? Not necessarily resulting in a fatality, but, for example, yourself, have you ever injured a batsman?
Yeah, yes, certainly. You know, I probably hit 20 to 30 batsmen in that area over my career, and I saw probably more horrific, more horrific to the full of the face, but generally 9 out of 10 of the batsmen kept batting, you know, 10% walked off but continued batting, and I suppose that's a hard thing to sort of register that, you know, it didn't look as bad as some of the ones that have been seen over the cricket over the years. But unfortunately, in this case, it hit in a spot. It was a freakish accident. You know, the bowler, Sean Abbott, you know, it was the legitimate tactic that fast bowlers do, you know, bowl short balls, not necessarily to hit batsmen, but to see if they can force an error in the shot, to force, you know, weight onto the back foot for a couple of balls, then bring them forward to hopefully get a nick behind. So, you know, really devastated for the bowler, Sean Abbott, and obviously he's getting all the cancelling he can get, and let's hope, you know, he pulls through this and continues his career.
Having a discussion, debate with John Anderson this morning, Flem, in your view, was Philip hit by a bouncer or a short ball?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not really sure, and really, yeah, I don't think that's really in this equation here. I just think, you know, once we get on the field, you know, the cricket will try to stay as normal as possible. Once again, I just really think that it's a freakish accident that we haven't seen before, and let's hope we never see it again.
So, Flem, if the first Test does go ahead next Thursday, and say Australia bowled first, would you expect that there would be a bouncer bowl?
Yeah, I think so. I think once you start the Test, you've got to commit to playing it in the way that it's always been played. You know, it's certainly the way that Philip Hughes would have went about it if the situations were reversed. And it's a great game. Hughes, he loved playing it. And I think the quicker they can get on the field and get back into it would be the best for everyone involved. Unfortunately, you know, we don't have a lot of time for that first Test, so let's wait and see what happens there.
And as you say, it was a freakish accident. Flem, from my reading of the statement from Dr. Peter Bruckner, am I right in reading that he did not die, Philip, as a result of being struck in the head? He died as a result of being struck in the neck.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not over total the terminology, but, you know, I think it separated some arteries and that forced the bleeding. So it was sort of more like a road accident. And even then, I think the chances of it being fatal were one in a billion, you know. So, you know, they're amazing statistics, but... yeah, I think everyone in the cricketing fraternity is still really numb. You can see that all the players are trying to support each other and support Philip's family and support Sean Abbott. And no doubt that's going to continue in the next few days, the next few weeks, and you'll never be forgotten.
Flem, thank you very much for your time this morning. Damien Fleming, former Australian Test bowler.